88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Proud Stutter's winter event is less than a month away, and there are still a few tickets left for our event happening on December 4th at 7 p.m. in Burbank, California. We have so many special guests. Just to name a few, we have esteemed actor Ed Begley Jr., who's going to be in attendance. We have Burbank City Council member Constantine Anthony. And of course, we are flying out the two stars of our upcoming documentary, Jay Jordan and Isaac Bailey. This is an event you won't want to miss. And the price tag is $100, but if you cannot afford that amount, please send me an email, info@proudstutter.org. We don't want to turn away anyone for lack of funds. And just to give you a little sense of what's going to be going down at this event. So we're going to have a raffle with a lot of cool prizes. And we're also going to have an open bar, dinner, and a preview of our upcoming film. And I have to say, the guest list that we've curated for this event is it's amazing. People from all over the entertainment industry, from screenwriting to producers to musicians, like so many people are going to be in attendance. And I think it's really the community that is going to show up for this event that's really where a lot of the magic is going to happen. So I really hope to see you there. Another thing I wanted to mention is this episode of Proud Stutter is part 2 of our conversation with Raphael Stark. This conversation, it's a little bit shorter than the other one, but this one's really focused on Raphael really wanting to pursue a career in filmmaking, which is super relevant to the upcoming event. Raphael and his family are actually flying from Hawaii to attend. So, I hope you enjoy this short but very sweet episode of Proud Stutter. I'm Maya Chubkov, and I'm a woman who stutters. Welcome to Proud Stutter, a show about stuttering and embracing verbal diversity in an effort to change how we talk about it. One conversation at a time.
For the longest time, I wanted to be an aerospace engineer until I found out I don't like doing math. So that was kind of off of the table. But it was weird because, like, I could do it. I just didn't like doing it. And then I took a film production course here at a local high school, and it kind of reintroduced my love for filmmaking and photography. So then I was able to talk to the instructor of that course, and he helped me in getting my first camera. And ever since then, I've been doing freelance photography and film making for actually a while now.
That is so cool. I tried to do photography and I really liked it, but I just didn't feel like I was talented enough to like make it a career. Which is kind of funny 'cause now I'm in filmmaking, but I feel like a lot of it is not believing in myself. I think back then when I wanted to pursue more creative more creative industries. I just never had the confidence. So now that I'm making this film, I'm like starting to become more confident in my in that in like film m making and having a good eye and storytelling and all of that. But yeah, I'm c curious, like how is your work in photography and videography? How is that going?
It's been going well. I've been doing weddings, events, grad photos, birthday parties, all that fun
Wow.
things. And then right now I'm in my actually my second time in doing a student storytelling video program with PBS Hawaii.
Wow, PBS Hawaii, that is next level. That's amazing. What kind of stories have you been working on with PBS Hawaii?
88% of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My first one was actually about my partner nonprofit called Spill the Tea Cafe. They are a local mental health clinic here in Hawaii. And they have a lot of similar values to Chats, which I love. So I did that on them. And then actually this time I'm doing a story on a friend of mine. Her dad is actually in the SWAT here in Honolulu. And he is a canine handler. So I'm doing a piece on him. And it's kind of on how he handles work and family, because like obviously I won't spoil the whole thing, but basically when you're in the specialized services division, you're on call 24/7, like anytime they can call you, and since his job is so dangerous, like he could potentially not come back, like after going at any time.
And what's next? Now that you've done or are doing or have done these stories with PBS Hawaii, like What comes next?
Since now I want to go into film school, hopefully in California, so close to you. But I actually just recently finished a short film. That short film was mainly for the Chapman University.
Yeah, and what's that process of working on the Chapman application? Like, what's that been like?
They give you a prompt for a short film. And the prompt is basically, so it has to be under 3 minutes, no dialogue and no music with words. And it has to show the main person making a choice between two things. But as the audience, you have to be drawn to both. And it has to kind of be on an emotional level. And then at the end, it has to show that the person making a choice between those two things. So like immediately when I read that, like my mind thought, okay, so it can be as little as, do you put the milk first in a bowl or the cereal? Or like it can be as crazy as like, do you sacrifice yourself for like the greater good of humanity or something?
So if I'm getting this straight, you are a president, founder of a nonprofit. You're working on this wild partnership with an organization in Kenya. You're a student and you're working on a short film and you're working or have worked with PBS Hawaii. That actually kind of sounds like my life.
Like it's been a lot of work. Like I have like my like shot list here and things, like a whole bunch. Yeah, but I actually like really enjoy writing screen plays and things. Like it's always fun to like get your idea like down and all that. But yeah, it was fun. It's just hard because I'm a one man team kind of. So I'm doing like everything, like directing, cinematography, sound mixer, camera operator, even hair and makeup and props and lighting and yeah, and then editing now and like c coming up with the whole thing. But yeah, it's a lot of work. Like I just finished like filming the main scenes with my sister, who's actually the main person. But yeah, it's been fun. Like I kind of took the psychological horror route a little bit because horror is my favorite genre, but like not like slasher films. Like I like the psychological, like the messes with your mind, like kind of the, oh, like this could actually be a thing in real life, and it probably was. So yeah.
And that's a wrap for our two-part interview with Raphael Stark. I hope you enjoyed it. And yeah, I will see you next time on Proud Stutter. And that's it for this episode of Proud Stutter. This episode of Proud Stutter was produced and edited by me, Maya Chupkov. Our music was composed by Augusto Deniz, and our artwork by Mara Ezekiel and Noah Chupkov. If you have an idea or want to be part of a future episode, visit us at www.proudstutter.com. And if you like the show, you can leave us a review wherever you are listening to this podcast. Want to leave us a voicemail? Check out our show notes for the number to call in. More importantly, tell your friends to listen too. Until we meet again, thanks for listening. Be proud and be you.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.